Welcome to the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence, and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our 21 world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
Hey there, I'm Lisa Marie, the Sassy Wealth Queen, and I am thrilled to be here with y'all today to talk about the 5 codes to being a wealth queen. Now, when I say wealth, I'm not just talking about money in the bank. I'm talking about a richness that affects every aspect of your life, spiritually, mentally, physically, energetically, and financially. So as I like to say, sit back, grab a sweet tea, and let's dive in. So first up is spiritual wealth. So when we talk about spiritual wealth, that's all about living in alignment with your deepest values and beliefs. It's about having a sense of inner fulfillment that comes from knowing who you are and what you stand for. And when you're spiritually wealthy, you're not just chasing after material things. You're living a life of purpose and meaning. And, you know, when I think back, sometimes a lot of us will forget to do that. And so I try to make sure I dig deep and, you know, keep that spiritual wealth right there up front. And so ways that you can build your spiritual wealth is you can take time each day for self-reflection and meditation. Get clear on what truly matters to you. One of the things I like to do is listen to a song that's it's a by a woman, but it's a meditation song. And I listen to it because it talks about all the possibilities and how I'm doing these things. And it just puts me in this zone so that I'm able to really self-reflect and take that time each day. And the other thing that you can do is surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you. Their energy will help you stay aligned. And that's just so, so important. The next code is mental wealth. Now, with mental wealth, y'all, the way you think about money and abundance is just so, so important. I honestly cannot stress this enough. If you're always telling yourself that money is scarce and it's hard to come by, guess what? That's exactly what you're going to experience. When you cultivate a wealth mindset, when you view the world with gratitude and see the opportunities everywhere, that's when the magic happens. And I get so excited when I talk about this because remember, being in a state of fulfillment gets you closer to what you want, not the other way around. And mindset is something you're always going to work on. Y'all, I've been doing this for going on 8 years now, and I still work on my mindset. I remember a time where I didn't have a very good mindset with money. I didn't have a very good mindset at all, but especially with money. And I had to really dig deep and do the inner work to see what was possible and change that mindset. And when I did, I started with the gratitude. And that's one of the things that you can do to start developing that mindset is start practicing gratitude daily. So one of the things I did and I suggest for everybody to do is write down 3 things you're thankful for each morning. And then to take that a step forward, whenever you go to pay a bill, whenever you go to pump gas in your vehicle, whenever you receive money in, say thank you. Not to anyone in particular, but just say thank you. Show the gratitude and really, really, and at first you're going to seem like, okay, this is weird. I'm saying thank you to, you know, space or the universe. And yeah, it might feel weird at first and it may not. And the more you do it, the more it's going to sink in and just become a part of you. To this day, every single time I buy groceries, I say thank you. Every time I pump gas and I put the card in, I'm saying thank you for having the card to be able to get the gas, money to be able to pay on the card for the gas. I'm saying thank you to the universe for all of these things. And I just think it's, I don't think we realize how important practicing that gratitude is and how it actually affects your mental mindset, which affects your mental wealth. The second thing you can do to develop your wealth mindset is reframe the limiting beliefs. So when you catch yourself thinking negatively about money, flip the script. So an example is, I am never going to have money, or I'm never going to have enough money, or I'm not worthy of making money. And you flip it. I am worthy of making money. Money is on its way. I have enough money to take care of everything, and I know more is on its way. However, whatever the negative thing is, just flip it around where it's more, where it's from negative to positive. And then what I always suggest is find one that you really like that you flipped and write them on sticky notes and place them on your mirror in your bathroom so that you see them first thing in the morning, because we normally go and brush our teeth first thing in the morning. And you'll also be one of the things you'll see at night, because you brush your teeth at night. And so I did that. I actually still do that. I have two of them now. And then also you can place them on your computer laptop. So like when you lift your laptop up, that's like one of the first things you see. And it's just that way. It's just reminding you, and it's like ingraining into your brain, but it's just helping you flip that mindset. The third wealth code is physical wealth. Okay. So when we talk about physical wealth, I'm not talking about just being fit and fabulous, okay? Although that's certainly part of it. What I'm talking about is making health a top priority. Because here's the truth. Your health is your wealth. When you're taking care of your body, you've got the energy and the vitality to chase after your dreams. But when you're running on empty, everything suffers. And I mean everything. Your health is going to do one of two things. It's going to enhance your lifestyle and your effectiveness, or it's going to hinder your ability to have the monetary gains you desire. I can tell you that when I did not take care of my health, or when I wasn't taking very good care of my health, I was miserable. My business was in its second year. It was struggling. I was struggling. I could barely get up, take care of my two kids. I was close to 200 pounds. That has been almost 7 years ago, and I decided enough was enough. I was going to put me first. I was going to take care of my health, and I started with a fitness trainer, and I started working on my mental health and my physical health, so I did both at the same time, and y'all, I can do things now I could never do 7 years ago, and the moment I started doing that and I started taking care of me, that vitality came back, the energy came back, and my business soared because I was taking care of me and I wasn't struggling in that area. So when I tell you that it actually takes care of everything and it enhances your lifestyle, it's really, really true. I am 50 and a half years old, and I am the healthiest I have ever been in my entire life. And that is because I started taking care of my physical health, and I have that physical wealth code. And it's just truly, truly, truly important. If you don't take care of your body, you don't have any other body. This is it. So we have to take care of it. So one of the ways that you can start having your physical wealth, move your body every day. Find an activity you enjoy and make it a non-negotiable. Whether it's walking, if it's hiking, if it's swimming, whatever it is, just start doing it. Nourish yourself with whole nutritious foods. Your body will thank you. Now, I'm not saying restrict all the stuff, okay? Because I'm going to be honest, I still like ice cream and I have it when I want it. And I also take care of myself and I'm eating mostly nutritious food. I am making sure that I am eating right and moving my body and making sure that I'm feeding it the most nutritious things majority of the time. Okay, the next wealth code is one of my favorites. It's energetic wealth. So when we talk about energetic wealth, y'all, money is energy, and your energy matters more than you think. If you're sending mixed signals to the universe, if your thoughts and your beliefs and your actions are out of alignment, you're going to get mixed results. But when you're in total alignment, when your energy is flowing freely, that's when your abundance comes knocking at the door. So pay attention to those little voices in your head. And, you know, make sure that they're singing what I like to call a sweet song of wealth and prosperity. And another thing is when that little voice in your head is negative, say, I hear you, and I know I'm okay. Please get in the back driver's seat. You're not allowed to drive, so get in the back seat. Because what it is your nervous system, and they're trying to protect you to keep you safe, but all they're doing is holding you back. And so you've got to make sure that those little voices in your head are not being what I call negative nilly willies. Okay. So we want to make sure that we're taking care of how we're listening to them, and we're making sure that we say, yes, we hear you, and we're okay. We are going to keep doing this. And so a couple of the ways that you can start building your energetic wealth, you can check in with your thoughts and your beliefs and actions regularly. Make sure they're in alignment. So often we get so busy with everyday stuff that we easily get out of alignment, even if we don't realize it at first. So surround yourself with positivity. Surround yourself with people who are uplifting. Create a vision board. Listen to uplifting podcasts and read inspiring books. Keep boosting that energetic wealth and surround yourself with that energetic wealth. The last one is financial wealth. So with financial wealth, this is about getting intimately acquainted with your money. And yes, I know that is something that just makes you want to take a deep breath and go, oh, no. But it's really important to know where your money is coming from, where it's going, and how it's growing. It's about measuring your progress and celebrating your wins, celebrating all the wins, whether they're big, small, medium, celebrating them. And here's the thing. I know that it can be scary as all get out to look at your numbers, to look at your bank account and see where the expenses are, where that money is going. And, you know, a lot of times we know where it's coming from, but we're not sure where it's going. And we're afraid to really pay attention. I can't stress enough how important it is to do this. I still to this day do what I call a money audit. I do it quarterly, and I pull the last 3 months of the bank statements, and I go through and I look to make sure that where my money is being spent is aligned with my values, my needs, my goals, and my desires, and make sure that they're aligned. And so if I'm spending more in a certain area, okay, why? Is there a reason why it was being done? Okay, is this really what I want, or do I need to bring it back in? But it's about measuring that progress and deciding, okay, what needs to be done? How can we fix it if something is off? Do we need to adjust anything? You know, I work with my clients on their wealth mindset and creating and retaining and expanding wealth. And I do this with these five codes. And financial wealth is just a really, really important one, because when we have a roadmap that it helps us to determine where our money is going and is it aligned with our values and our goals, you'll be surprised how far you'll get a lot quicker than before. It works. And so, you know, when you have a handle on your finances, when you have a money roadmap, you start making smart money moves. And when you start making smart money moves, that's when you really start living like a wealth queen. So a couple of ways that you can start taking control of your money and having that financial wealth code. Gonna say it again. I repeat myself a lot with this one. Track your income and your expenses. Y'all, knowledge is power. Again, knowledge is power. How do you track it? Or how do you even begin to track it? I suggest pulling the last 3 months, getting the information of where the money is going, putting it in different categories. You can do this for business and you can do it for personal. So with business, you know, list all your monthly expenses, the date they're due, how much they are. For personal, you do the same thing. And then from there, you make sure you're listing for your business like your yearly expenses. And for your personal, you're going to list as one-off expenses, because those are important and you still want to know where the money is going and when it's supposed to go. And from there, you're able to determine, okay, any cutbacks need to be made. Do I need to make any adjustments? should I start saving some money for some of these one-off things? And I could go into a whole nother thing with multiple accounts, and I'm not going to do that. I will say that if you see that you would like to have money for like a vehicle for emergency vehicles, you can create a savings account just for that and have money go just for that. It does something for your mindset and your energetics to be able to see different accounts for specific things. So having this information in front of you, the first step, the very first step for that is you have to know how much money you have coming in and where's your money going. You have to have that information. And even if you've got to do it over a course of a few days, writing that information down and putting it on a spreadsheet and having it in front of you so that you always know what those expenses are, I can't stress that enough how important it is. The second thing is setting financial goals and creating a plan to achieve them. So we say it all the time, and me, even as an entrepreneur too, I get so aggravated or impatient, however you want to put it, for things to happen like now, right? We want to take these big, huge steps and we want the goals to happen now. And a lot of times, same thing with fitness, same thing with anything else, it's the small steps that add up to the big results. So when you're setting your financial goals and you start to create a plan, don't start with this big, huge one. For example, I'm going to pay off $50,000 in debt. Okay, that's a big goal. Now I want you to chunk it down to a smaller goal. What are you going to start with first? How much are you going to start with first? Well, I only have $50 to put up to go towards that. Or even if it's to, you want to save to buy a boat or for whatever it could be. Okay, how much? And then you start where you're at. That's the biggest thing I can stress is when you're creating that roadmap, start where you're at. Don't wait until you have $150 or $200 or whatever it is to put up. Go ahead and start because, again, those small steps add to big results. And then as you can increase, you increase. So, whatever your roadmap is, whatever your goals are, decide which one is first. And then start whatever small step it is, start making that small step. Now, if it's something, okay, you know what? I'm spending $300 a month on going out to eat. Holy crap, I don't want to be spending $300. Okay, how much do you want to be spending? Okay, what's one thing you can do to make it to where you're spending, say, $200 a month instead of $300 a month? Again, you want to start small. It's kind of like I had a client come to me and she said, "Oh my gosh, I am like going to Starbucks 6 days a week and I did not even realize how much money I was spending." And she was like, "I'm just going to stop going to Starbucks altogether." And I said, "No, you're not." And she was like, "What?" I thought for sure you'd say, "Yes, that's what I need to do." No, it's too restrictive. If you're used to going 6 days a week, it's like having a crash diet if you're all of a sudden going to say you're not going to go at all. So, how about let's say instead of 6 days a week, you go 4 days a week for the next month and you put that money up that you didn't spend into an account for you to go for whatever you want. And then the next month, we'll cut it down to 3 days a week. And then if you want to cut it down again, okay, fine. If not, we'll stay with 3 days a week. Now, what are you going to do those other 3 days that you were getting your Starbucks coffee? Oh, well, I have a machine. I'll make my own coffee. Okay, great. And that's how she was able to cut that humongous bill down on her Starbucks from where it was to where she got it manageable. And she was taking that other chunk of money and she was able to put it on something else. So that's where I'm saying start small. And the financial wealth code is really what gets most people because they get scared and they think they have to give everything up, and you don't. You just need to plan and you need to look at, okay, I'm okay with spending this, or no, I'm not okay spending that. And from there, decide which direction to go that is aligned with your values, not my values. Not my desires, not my needs, but with your values, your desires, and your needs. Because y'all, if it's not aligned, it's not gonna work. Period. I cannot stress that enough. And the last thing I'm gonna say before I close is it's really, really important for you to understand that all of these wealth codes are really important because money mindset and money management go hand in hand. I am a firm believer that you cannot have one without the other. And when you involve these wealth codes and you're having the energetic and you're having your spiritual wealth and your physical wealth and your mental wealth, you're able to more easily focus on your financial wealth and become that wealth queen. And I know for a fact that all of y'all are worthy of being wealth queens. So there you have it. 5 codes to being a wealth queen, along with some practical steps that you can start implementing today. And they're not big steps. They're small steps. They're small things that you can start doing. So we have spiritual wealth, mental wealth, physical wealth, energetic wealth, and financial wealth. And when you focus on aligning all of these areas of your life, when you start living from a place of abundance and gratitude, there's no limit to what you can achieve. I promise you, there's no limit. I came from food stamps and started my business while I was on food stamps, had no money whatsoever. And I built my business within 3 years to 6 figures. So when I tell you that you can take these codes are really important and it can be done, and that you can create and retain and expand wealth regardless if you came from it and you do it aligned with your goals and your values, honest to goodness, you can. You can. So I want you to remember, building wealth is a journey, not a destination. And when you start living from a place of abundance and gratitude, there's no limit to what you can achieve. So go out there and claim that crown that is rightfully yours. You've so got this. And if you have any questions, I'm here and throughout the day, and I'll answer them in the lobby. I'm passionate about it. I can actually talk about this way past the cue of music, but I'm not going to. I hope you really, really resonated with those 5 codes. And again, if you've got any questions, I am here to answer any of them. And I hope you really enjoyed it. So again, the 5 codes are spiritual, mental, physical, energetic, and financial. Start living those 5 codes aligned with your values, and there is no limit to what you'll be able to achieve.
Thank you for joining this motivating talk on the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.